Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Rosh Hashanah, Leviticus 23:23, for harvest, a feast of trumpets. The Lord said to Moses, said to Israel, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly. Good morning, children of the high country. Welcome to another adventure in creation as we celebrate and understand more about a festival of the Jewish people every fall called Rosh Hashanah. In Leviticus 23:23, it tells us it's a special feast, and then it represents the start of the Jewish New Year. Our New Year is usually celebrated January 1st as the beginning of a brand new year. And we read in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning. So, as each new year starts, it is part of time from in the beginning. Keeping great records of God's word and keeping the calendar started from the beginning of time lets us know how long the patriarchs lived from Adam to Noah, and gives us the amount of time that went by all the way through to Jesus. Rosh Hashanah is the keeping of time for the Jewish people for each year. The Festival of Trumpets was a sacred assembly the Jewish people celebrated on the first day of the new year with the blast of trumpets. In Israel, the trumpets are very special. They are ram's horns, which are curled and make a strong, rich tone when blown through. The horns are called shofar. We have people here in Avery County that know how to blow the shofar. Maybe we can hear them on Rosh Hashanah, and that is Monday. This day, like the Sabbath, is a day of rest for the Jewish people. God put a day of rest into each week. We call it Sunday. He also said to have a day of rest on Rosh Hashanah, the start of the new year for the Jewish people, which is today, September 30th. As we mark days, weeks, months, and years, we are marking time. Birthdays, holidays like Christmas and Easter, and the death and resurrection of Jesus, and the new year are just a few days that are marked by time. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us time to mark New Year's, birthdays, holidays, and special days, and especially today for the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.